The University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Hawk Talk Live. It's a 60-minute look inside the athletics program at University of Maryland Eastern Shore. This broadcast is brought to you by the Henson, United States Coast Guard, the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach, Courtyard by Marriott, Ocean City Oceanfront, Pivot Athletic Training, and M Street Grill. Now your host of Hawk Talk Live, Will DeBoer.
It is 6 o'clock on the Eastern Shore, which means you are tuned in to Hawk Talk Live. Tonight, we are at M Street Grill here in Princess Anne off of Route 13. And for the next hour, we're bringing you all of the coverage of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics that you can possibly stand, and even more than that. Hello, everybody. Will DeBoer with you live from M Street. Alongside me, as always this week, Ricky Powell from the Delmarva Daily Times. Ricky, glad to have you here again. Nice Orioles swag.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful day for this. Can you believe it? November 16th, and I'm here in shorts. Absolutely beautiful day here on Delmarva.
Well, that's a good thing we're shooting you from the waist up here. All right, we got an hour's worth of Hawk athletics to bring you. We're going to dive right in here with volleyball. The Hawk volleyball team, regular season champions, 26-7 overall, a perfect 12-0 in conference play. They're hosting the MEAC tournament for the third straight year. Starting tomorrow, the quarterfinals are Friday, which is tomorrow. NC Central is the first matchup for the Hawks, the North's number one seed against the South's number four seed in NC Central. That game's a 1 o'clock start time. The championship is noon on Sunday. It'll be televised on ESPNU and ESPN3. And on that note, let's introduce our guests for the first segment. We have a sophomore outside hitter, Eva Vjosevic, and a senior middle blocker and captain, Elena Polk. And,
hello, guys.
Hey, hello. Thanks for coming. Yeah, so Eva, second team, or a first team All-MEAC selection. That was announced earlier this week. Just an all-around good year for you and in both dimensions, up front at the net, attacking, and then getting the digs in the back row there. What comes most naturally to you, and what do you most work on when the season's going on?
Well, winning the award itself, like, it means hard work does pay off, and we were working hard on defense, on attacking, high swings, getting low. So throughout the season, we were working on all of those segments, which made me even better than I was before. Most naturally, I hate to say this, but I do most enjoy hitting. Yeah, my coach would laugh right now, but that is my thing, and I really do love it. Hitting and passing, that's my thing.
Okay.
You guys made the tournament last year, but one big difference this year is, Elena, you're going to be playing this time.
Yes.
And we were talking about it before we went live, with this being your senior year. This is really this is it for you, at least college-wise. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how does that affect the way you approach this this playoff run?
I mean, being a senior and, like, upperclassman and captain as well, I'm hold to, like, certain standards. So this year I'm, like, all out, all in. Everything, leave nothing on the line. Everything just for one last time.
And being a captain this year, I'm sure it was a great honor to be selected by your peers to, be a leader of the leaders.
Yes. When our coach told me over the summer, he was like, oh, you'll be picked for captain. I was like, again? I was like, okay. But it's such a great honor that the girls have some trust and really care that I can help them lead them to a championship.
Mm-hmm. And how have you been feeling just as the season has progressed? I know Toby kind of eased you back into the lineup, eased your playing time, but I mean, recently here you've been lights out.
Yes. I know we talked about with our therapist and coach preseason, he's like, when you get cleared, we'll ease you into the process, you know, get you one step at a time, you get to get you to the volleyball movements. And I've been very grateful that he's been patient with me and, like, keeping me involved in everything athletically, on and off the court. And now that all that hard work on and off the court, back home with my therapist, paid off.
Eva, you are from Montenegro originally, Bar, I believe, the
yeah,
hometown.
Yes.
Now, and Elena from Texas, I believe.
Yes.
So in the States, of course, we know how it works with volleyball. You play until you're in high school, and then they recruit you for college. Is it similar in Montenegro, or is it a little bit different?
Well, coaches from America come to watch us, come to Europe, come to Texas, I guess.
Yes.
And come observe the players, see what they're made of, see how they're doing, and then they make the decision to bring them or not to bring them. I was, coach saw my video. He never came to see me, but he saw my video, and I think it was like a blind shot for him, but I think he's happy with his decision.
I mean, two strong years out of you, I'd say so. You know, Eva, I remember talking to you at the beginning of the season and just talking about how, you know, how do you mirror the success that you had in your freshman year, just such a great start to the program. I mean, you come out and you get the awards and it doesn't seem like you've missed a beat. I mean, how have you, what's clicked for you basically this year?
First of all, thank you.
Oh, of course.
I do it all for my teammates and for my coach, and they're the ones that drive me, that support me, the reason of my success, of our success. I really want to make them proud, and I really want them to be able to count on me throughout the whole entire season, and that was my goal coming into this year. And I feel like I'm getting there. You can always get better, but I think it's a good year, and I want to top off that year, Elena, for you with a ring.
Yes. That's what we all talk about. We all talk about how we do it for each other, but most likely do it for our upperclassmen, people who are, this is their last chance, and like makes us cry all the time. And it's like, oh my gosh, to just feel that we have the whole team like with us, standing right beside us, that trust, that chemistry is just unbreakable.
Yeah, really good chemistry, and applause for that. Yeah. Thank you, Coach. Eva Vujacevic and Elena Polk, two members of the Hawk volleyball team. They've got the MEAC tournament starts tomorrow. And yes, great chemistry on the team, great diversity on the team as well. You know, a handful of American players, but some from all over the world. A heavy contingent from Eastern Europe, Montenegro, Croatia, Serbia, Czech Republic. For both of you, what has it been like with playing with so many different kinds of people from all over the world, but speaking the same language of volleyball?
Can I start? me and the four other girls speak the same language, and so we had to learn throughout the whole season this year and last year how to communicate in English so we can all understand each other. So that was a step we had to make. That was a little adjustment we had to make, but I think we're doing well. Would you agree?
Yes. I think that's what makes our team so unique compared to other teams in the MEAC, how we're able to bring girls from all over the world and then come to here and make a different style of volleyball, a great style of Hawk volleyball, mm-hmm. and stuff. And that's something cherished, I think, every day, because being that they speak another language, even though they're working so hard to learn our language, the common language here, we try to also communicate with them. We say the words.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's all good words, but we'll like say certain words and stuff, and they have like a sense of pride that we're like trying
learning.
To combine
yeah.
that and stuff. Yeah. They're just smiling like, oh my gosh, yes.
We're definitely surprised when they pick up. We don't teach them like this face to face. They just pick up by themselves, and that's amazing.
And sticking with that chemistry, I mean, even here as we're talking to you guys, you two have great chemistry. So, Eva, for you, I know you're focused on this weekend, but what's it going to be like in the future when you don't have Elena, Mary, Kirsten, those three seniors that are graduating after this year?
Honestly, the fact still hasn't crossed my mind that they're not going to be here. I still am not in that time, and I'm not thinking about it. I'm definitely going to be sad. We're definitely going to miss three poles of our team, the seniors, three captains. They were always there for us, always talking, always encouraging us. They were like the wind in our back, if you know what I mean. So that's definitely going to be difficult.
And you guys will be the upperclassmen next year.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be difficult too.
Shifting gears a little bit here, the Hawks hosting the MEAC Championship for the third straight year. I know, Elena, you've been here for both those years beforehand with not getting a chance to win on the home court. Going after the first championship for this program since winning back-to-back in 11 and 12, what would it mean to you to win the program's first title in 5 years and Toby's first since he came back?
It would mean so much because me, Coach Toby, and Kirsten, we rebuilt this program about 3 years ago. And so each year we took a step. And this year we all, like, agree. We was like, yeah, we're going to make this the year. And so I know it has been bittersweet from the previous seasons, not making it to the championship, but we just saw it as opportunity for growth, opportunity for opportunity and success, and we're definitely like looking forward to it this season.
You guys have been facing great talent all season long, but of course with the MEAC tournament, that's the best in the conference. So what are the keys do you guys feel to being victorious this weekend?
Definitely staying focused, playing our game, playing for each other. That's for me. Mm-hmm. Discipline, stay disciplined, definitely. Never lose sight of what's important and what you want.
Yes, I would totally agree with her energy, because we all agree that when we're playing with such high positive energy, we're a totally different team. And trust, disciplined, and executing our game plan for each round.
And tournament, of course, it's the best of the best in the conference. Of course, they haven't really fazed you at all this year. A 12-0 run through MEAC play. Last couple weeks have been against sort of bottom-of-the-table teams in the Northern Division of the MEAC. So what do you guys do to prepare for the idea that you're going to face, you know, three tough matches, not just three matches in a row, but, God willing, if you get there, three days in a row?
Coach Toby has definitely prepared us for this. He has been counting on this, and he has been preparing us. I think we're definitely ready to take on three full-on games, even physically and mentally. So I think we're on a good way, on a good path.
Each day we're trying to be the team that gets better each and every day to prepare us for these exact moments where we have to go three back-to-back-to-back. And so he pushes us each and every day. So he's like, when the time comes, you're ready.
Yeah.
And we all believe that we're ready.
And going off of that, again, you guys were here last year. And no two teams are the same, but it's a very similar team this year because a lot of you guys did come back. So what's the biggest difference between the team that's getting ready for the tournament this year compared to the one last year?
I believe that we had a couple of newcomers, and I feel like they brought a lot to what was already established. So those little bits and pieces kind of just made something greater. They added on to what we already had. And I think it puts us in a very good position than how we were last year.
I would like to add that since last year, we have all been working hard, and you can see progress in every single player, in every single possible, stage in volleyball. So, and there is more trust, there is more communication between us. We're like a family now. We were last year, but right now it's a little bit tighter.
Yes.
Well, this Hawk family, they're going after the program's first championship in 5 years, and they'll begin that quest tomorrow afternoon, 1:00, first serve from the Heights Center. Hawks taking on North Carolina Central. Quarterfinals in the MEAC tournament, the second match that's being played that day, four matches. Semifinals on Saturday, championship on Sunday, and God willing, the Hawks will be in that championship, and we'll get to be very, very proud of these two and this entire crew as they go forward. So, Elena, Eva, thank you for joining us, and all the best tomorrow and beyond.
Yes. Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. We got Bobby Collins waiting in the wings. We'll talk about men's basketball after the break, including a schedule update as to what we'll do about that St. Bonaventure game from last night. And then after that, we'll talk women's basketball and give you a general rundown all in the final 45 minutes here of tonight's edition of Hawk Talks. We'll be right back. This is the Shore Sports Network on SFMSports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake?
No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Training is about more than muscle. It's about inner strength. So I push myself. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I train with the best. A team that shares my drive and commitment. We collect intelligence, guard our shores against drug smugglers, and keep our waterways safe. Because our nation expects more. Discover a future that exceeds your expectations. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Hey, Hawks fans, season tickets are on sale now. Visit UMESTickets.com to get your basketball season tickets. Stop by the athletic office, go online, or check your mailbox. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore tickets. There's no better place to be this basketball season than the Heights, cheering your Hawks on towards a conference championship. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore basketball season tickets now at UMESTickets.com. Support Eastern Shore Athletics, because after all, this is our shore and our team. Now the latest from your Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks on the Shore Sports Minute. Brought to you by Somerset County, proud to be the home of UMES. Visit Somerset.com to discover Somerset, and by Lower Shore Immediate Care. Quality close to you in Princess Anne. Online at LowerShoreImmediateCare.com. And by Chop Tank Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative serving Maryland's Eastern Shore.
This is Will DeBoer. The Hawk volleyball team is in the middle of its finest season in years. Toby Wren's squad completed an undefeated 12-0 run through the MEAC season and now sits at 26-7 overall. Earlier this week, sophomore Eva Vujosevic earned first-team All-MEAC honors, while Lucia Babich took home the second-team nod, and Wren's became MEAC Coach of the Year. Top-seeded Eastern Shore now hosts the MEAC volleyball tournament with a chance to win its first title since taking back-to-back crowns in 2011 and 12. The Hawks' pursuit begins with a showdown against NC Central on Friday at 1 p.m. inside the Heights Center. For tickets and info, visit EasternShoreHawks.com. The championship match is set for Sunday at noon and will be televised live on ESPNU and ESPN3.
Catch your Maryland Eastern Shore sports updates daily on the Shore Sports Minute right here and online at SFMSports.net.
Did you know there's a phantom hiding in your home? In places you'd never suspect. In any instant-on device, like that great new HD TV or your family game console. Even your computer equipment, like printers, monitors, and speakers. Yep, the phantom is a pretty sneaky character stealing the electricity that's costing you money, even when your electrical devices are turned off. Don't let the phantom hide from you. Plug into power strips that you can turn off whenever devices are not in use. This reminder from Chop Tank Electric, a Touchstone Energy cooperative, keeping members first every day.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
We welcome you back to Hawk Talk Live, everybody. We're here at M Street Grill off of Route 13 in Princess Anne, having a real fun show tonight. We had Eva Vujosevic and Elena Polk from the volleyball team. They're in pursuit of the program's first title since 2012, and won back-to-back crowns, and that begins tomorrow, 1 o'clock. And for more information on that, you can visit EasternShoreHawks.com. We're shifting gears into men's basketball right now. The Hawks open their season at 1-1. They beat Valley Forge 95-69 on Friday night, went to Maryland, dressed just 9, and lost 96-43 on Sunday. And then last night they were scheduled to play up in St. Bonaventure in western New York, but about 30 minutes before the start of the game, a fuse blew all around campus. There was a campus-wide power outage. They tried for about an hour and a half to get things going again. It looks like we were going to be fine, and the power blew again, so they had to call off the game. And we will have information on when that will be rescheduled a little bit later in this segment. And let's dive right back into this segment. We got Bobby Collins, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball. And, Coach, I know we were talking a bit beforehand, but it looks like unofficially and about to become officially, we've hammered out the details of that reschedule.
Yes, as of right now, we are planning on playing the game on November the 20th on Monday at 7 o'clock at St. Bonaventure. At this point, the coach and I, we talked and we kind of solidified that date because that's the only date really that kind of fit within both of our schedules at this point. We both neither wanted to play during the conference time, so if we didn't get it in on this Monday, it didn't look like the game was going to take place.
Okay, so looks like we are going to make it up and, you know, glad to. Of course, you never want to miss a game. Before we jump into analysis of the first couple of games and then look at Georgetown on Saturday, I know you told me yesterday, coaching with a bit of a heavy heart this week, Jeff Capel Jr., the former Old Dominion head coach, Fayetteville State head coach, assistant with the Bobcats and the Sixers, passed away recently. I know you've got a good connection with him and some really good memories of Jeff Capel.
Well, you know, Will, I'll tell you, the last 4 years have been very tough for me, losing my father my first year here, then losing my brother, then last year losing my sister, and then this year losing my high school basketball coach, whom I was very close to and who has a lot to do with the success I've had, not just in basketball, but in life. You know, he found me in high school, my junior year in high school. He asked me to show him a dunk. And I told him I could do the dunk that Michael Jordan did the night before, which where he rocked the ball in front of his body and dunked it back across his head. And I did it. he said, hey, man, you know what? I want you to play for me. I said, well, I don't know about that because my mother and father both was pastors of a church. I was the drummer. And my mother and father constantly had revivals in church every night. I said, Coach, we go to church on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and twice on Sundays.
8 days a week, pretty much.
So I don't know where this is going to fit in. He said, well, let me talk to your mother and father. And he came to the house, and he talked to my mother and father and asked if I could play. My mother and father said, yes, Bobby can play, after a long, drawn-out talk, and as long as he do one thing. And he said, well, what is that? He said, my father said, well, as long as he keep God first in his life, he can play. Well, I can truly say I've done that. You know, I've lived that life, and I've instilled that into our young men that, you know, believe in something. And I've had success accordingly, and I've just been able to go on. You know, even with the high school basketball, he gave me an opportunity to play high school basketball. In my first year, I was player of the year, and I had success. Obviously, I went on to Eastern Kentucky and had success there. I'm a Hall of Famer at Eastern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You know, and then he called me, you know, after my college career. I had no idea what I was going to do. I was an admissions counselor, and I was sitting in my little small office, and I said, you know what? I want to do something outside of this. This cannot be my life.
Yeah.
And right when I said that, my phone rang. And it was Coach Capel. He called me. He said, hey, I just took the job at Old Dominion. I got a position available for you. It only pays $12,000 a year. Mm. He said, but you will move fast because you're a good person, and I know you'll work hard. Well, 25 years later, here I am.
There you are.
And I asked him prior to his death, which he died of Lou Gehrig disease. Oh. I asked him, I said, man, how can I pay you back? He said, Bobby, you don't have to pay me back. Just do it for somebody else. And that's why I have such a strong heart and such a strong desire to do it for the young men that I coach every night.
Yeah, well, what more can you say? That's yeah, I'm our condolences, of course, for your loss. He was a good man and, you know, a wonderful instrument in your life. And it was wonderful. I know you're going to play a bit of a role down there in the memorial service on Sunday.
Yes, the memorial service is being held at Fayetteville State University. I've been asked by the family, Jeff Capel, who is the associate head coach for Duke. Mm-hmm. Jason Capel, he's a commentator for Fox, CBS, and ESPN, and I've seen them on all three, which are his sons. I remember those young fellas keeping my stats and telling me, hey, get me a backwards dunk. Hey, do the Jordan dunk for me the next time you get a steal. And now I hear these young guys doing well in their careers. And Coach Capel have molded me in all facets of my life. He molded me as a player. He molded me as a coach. And he molded me as a person. So I'm thankful for him for that. And I look forward to speaking at his service. You know, he was a high school basketball coach at Pinecrest. He also coached at Wake Forest, Fayetteville State. He also coached at North Carolina A&T. He then went to the NBA, well, Old Dominion, and then he went to the NBA and coached at the Bobcats, and he coached for Philadelphia 76ers.
Mm-hmm. He's been all over the place. He touched a lot of lives.
He touched hundreds and hundreds of lives, yes. Yeah.
Jeff Capel, Jr., former Old Dominion and Fayetteville State head coach, assistant coach in the NBA. Good man, and we'll certainly miss him.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Shifting gears now and heading back to basketball here. The team, they're 1-1. Could have been 2-1 last night if not for the power failure. But what's been your overall assessment of your team over the first two games of the year?
Well, I think everything happens for a reason. You know, we were getting Myron Thomas back, and he was going to get a chance to feel. I really felt like he needed another day, another couple of days. To learn the system all over again because he sit out for the last 2 weeks. I'm not sure what's going to happen with our point guard with Logan McIntosh, but he needs some more time. Hopefully we get him back. If not, then Cam Baco and our other young men are going to have to step up. And this giving these guys some opportunities to play early so that when we do get in conference play, they'll be prepared. And they played at the highest level. They definitely can play once we get into conference play.
Mm-hmm. Coach, with this postponement, how does that, if it does, throw your team off? Because I know you guys have a very strict schedule practice-wise, training. And then you have a game that, again, should have been played last night, get thrown in there. You also look at the traveling. You're going from D.C. up to New York, down to Florida. How do you guys adapt when that gets thrown in there?
Well, I just believe everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for the purpose. And I went in the locker room and I told those young men, I said, hey, everything happens for a reason. You know, Myron is going to give you a couple more days to get your thought process together. Logan is going to give you a little bit more time to get healthy. Other young men is going to give you a little bit of time to study and get prepared. So when we got back today, they lifted weights. They wanted to lift weights voluntarily. They wanted to go in and watch film. And it just gave them a little bit more time to prepare. And this is sorely needed. And I flipped the script, hopefully, that I didn't go in talking about the negatives. I went in talking about the positives and what it could have done for us to get better.
That's all you can do. We're talking with Bobby Collins, Hawk men's basketball head coach. And, Coach, you've mentioned Myron Thomas several times. I know you called him the heart and soul of this team. One of a couple of bright spots that I think observers have seen from the early portion of the schedule. Cam Baycott, of course, had that massive debut against Valley Forge, 28 points, 11 assists. He has been quite something to watch. He scored 18 in Maryland. Who else has impressed you besides Myron from his preseason practice and Cam from the early portion of this schedule?
Well, I can tell you, Will, that as you can tell, I'm a very passionate coach.
And you don't say.
like our volleyball team, hand claps to Coach Renz. He's done a marvelous job of building a program, getting those kids to buy in. And I heard a young lady sit here and talk about leadership and captain and taking and understand and the rest of the team buying into her. That is the one thing that we're lacking right now. Logan McIntosh is a very extremely talented young man. Ahmad Frost is a very extremely talented young man who we depend on, a veteran player. Tyler Jones is a very talented young man. But at the same time, I need that hands-on, when I'm not there, leadership. And we don't have that yet. So I'm searching for that. And I know once we get that, then we still can be a very special team, regardless of us not having Ryan and Dino, Isaac Taylor, and Dante Caldwell. They were the heart and soul of our teams. Now we need these young guys to understand what it takes to compete, what it takes to go out and play hard every night, what it takes to buy in. You have to buy in and trust and believe in the process. I talk about that often, trusting and believing in the process. And I find myself saying it every other word. At some point, they're going to have to get it so I can move on.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're extremely excited about the young men we have. And, you know, Sean Hoggs has been a pleasant surprise. We knew he could score the basketball. We knew he could shoot. Maryland, against Maryland, obviously, he couldn't get a shot off. He was going against a guy 6'7", 6'8".
Oh, with 7'3 wingspan.
And with a 7'3 wingspan. So every time he shot the ball, they were right there because he had such a phenomenal night the night before.
Mm-hmm. 23 points against Valley Forge.
7 for 8 from the three-point line. Yeah. So they knew they had to guard that. And now he had a taste of how hard he's got to work. I said, hey, man, you put yourself in this position. If you didn't want to be guarded like that, you should have went 7 for 8. So we just expect big things from him, and he's done a marvelous job for us.
Coach, I was up at the Maryland game, and despite all the injuries, you guys looked really strong coming out of the gate. Definitely hung with them that first 5 to 10 minutes. You know, how do you keep that on a consistent basis going the entire 40 minutes the way that we saw you guys open up against the Terps?
Well, that's the one thing we did. You know, we watched a lot of film. We saw the runs that they made, and they were a team of runs. You know, at the five-minute mark, we were only, I think, only down 10 or 12 or 13, something like that. But then they went on a 10-0 run. And then, you know, and I told our guys that we cannot turn the ball over. We got to get a shot every possession. And we can't let the other team get 10-0 runs. And that's the very thing that we got to do when we focused and concentrated this week on defense. Yes, we need to score the ball, but we focus and concentrating on defense because, obviously, if you want to win the championship, you got to be a good defensive team. And we're going to try some things, and we're going to do what we do regardless of the size, regardless of the lack of bench that we don't have. The very thing I didn't feel like we did against Maryland because of their size, we didn't press as much. You know, we do a three-quarter soft press. That's what I like to do. I like to trap the first pass sometimes. That's what I like to do. But when you have a 6-1 closing out on a 6-7 on the wing, we didn't know how effective that might be. But we'll never know in that particular game. But we're going to coach the way we know. We're going to do what we do, and we're going to play the way we play in the next 30 games that we have.
Mm-hmm. Last question before we let you go. The immediate matchup Saturday, noon, at Georgetown in Washington, D.C. It's Capital One Arena. They're playing a noon tip time, and it's against a brand-new coach. I mean, it's definitely a name that people recognize in Patrick Ewing, but this is his first season as a head coach down there at his alma mater. So how do you usually approach a game against a brand-new coach working with a brand-new set of players that he's used to?
Well, he's a brand-new coach. I have a brand-new team, so we equal. You know, because if I would have liked to had my full team, but I got to play with the hand that I'm dealt. I hope that we can make it a game. I would love to make it a game, and I would like to see the adjustments that he have to make. He haven't had to make any thus far because he's been beating the teams that he played thus far pretty good. I just hope that we can make it interesting and give ourselves a chance and give me a chance to coach the game. We're going to have to hit shots early. We're going to have to get back in transition. We're going to have to do a phenomenal job of limiting them to one shot. They are as athletic as Maryland. They are as long as Maryland. So we have our work cut out. But I still believe that anything's possible. I'm just that optimistic. Maybe you might say I'm crazy, but I teach my young men that if your dream is not big enough, they will say, Coach, how do you know my dream is big enough or not big enough? I said, well, if people laugh at you, then your dream is big enough. So I just believe anything's possible.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Best of luck on Saturday. And, long trip coming up here. Let's go get a couple wins.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bobby Collins, everybody, Hawks men's basketball head coach. We'll take a break. When we come back, the last half of Hawk Talk Live, Ricky and I will talk women's basketball. No guests. The team's up in Syracuse preparing to play the Orange tonight. Then we'll have a general rundown, go a bit deeper into volleyball, talk about the bowling team, which is hosting an event up in Delaware this weekend, and some breaking news from the Mideastern Athletic Conference itself. All that and more. The second half of Hawk Talk Live. This is the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Committed to serving you even better, McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
The Mideastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mideastern Athletic Conference. Educating student athletes for the game of life.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake?
No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya.
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
You've made the necessary sacrifices. Been fighting the good fight for as long as you can remember. And now perhaps it's time to enjoy a little fruit from all that labor. A bit of indulgence in the form of the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition. Real wood trim, tungsten chrome accents, and an advanced technology touchscreen, all surrounded by a highly capable, hardworking truck that'll never let you forget what it took to get here. The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99. Plus 50% off signs and banners? Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit one. Get 50% off coupon in store. Or visit officedepot.com/save.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
And we welcome you back to Hawk Talk Live, everybody. We're at M Street Grill here in Princess Anne, about halfway through the show. Will DeBoer, Ricky Pilot from the Delmarva Daily Times with you. And we've had a fun show thus far. Eva Vujosevic and Elena Polk from the volleyball team. Hawks are in pursuit of their championship. They play tomorrow, 1 o'clock at the Heitch Center. And Bobby Collins, the men's basketball head coach, had a nice discussion with him about everything. Jeff Capel, a mentor of his who passed recently. And then the rescheduling of the St. Bonaventure game, which is now set for Monday at 7 o'clock. We will carry the broadcast on the Shore Sports Network and on sfmsports.net. Our flagship station, Fox Sports AM 960, and then online at wowthatscountry.com. Well, second half of the show, we're going to, before we dive into women's basketball, bring you some of the specials that we missed from M Street as we had our guests on immediately. Didn't want to waste our time with them talking about food and stuff, but it's very good food here at M Street Grill. The Thursday special tonight, the Pit Barbecue Sandwich with French fries for only $5.99. And we've still got half an hour's worth of happy hour specials. You can get six wings and fries for $4.99, five mozzarella sticks for $4.99, four chicken fingers for $4.99. Ricky, I might have to indulge a little bit after this show is finished up here.
I might have to do it before, right before our next commercial break or something.
So if you hear munching down there from the other side of your radio dial, you know what that is. All right, we got women's basketball on the agenda. Fred Batchelor and company on an extended road trip right now. They visited Buffalo the other night, dropping a decision against the MAC preseason favorite, 76-41. A couple days before that, they hosted Valley Forge last Friday at the Heights Center, winning 92-38. And it was a big one. The Hawks tonight, they're up at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, taking on the Orange, who were an NCAA runner-up a couple of years ago against that great UConn machine. From there, they head even farther north than Syracuse, New York. They're heading to the Great Alaska Shootout next week. Anchorage, Alaska, the matchup on Tuesday, and then either Binghamton or Tulsa on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. From there, they're at George Mason on November 29th, at Virginia Tech on December 6th, and at Wake Forest on December 9th. Then they'll be back at home for a three-game homestand in the middle of December. Wesley's in town December 16th, Mount St. Mary's on the 19th, UMBC on the 21st. So, Ricky, Richard, sir, 1-1, one expectedly big win, and then one loss, 35 points. I know Fred would have wanted to keep it a little bit closer, but, you know, that's a good team they faced up in Buffalo. And your assessment of these first couple of games we've seen out of Hawk women's basketball?
Without a doubt, a great team they played in Buffalo. I think, like you said, I would have liked it to be a little closer, but I think it went probably as expected. You just look at the way that this team has performed, and one thing that really stood out to me was the way that their bench really came off, and they were able to light up the scoreboard just like that. And I think
no doubt.
I think it speaks volumes to I know a lot on this show with every team, but I think it really speaks volumes to the way that this team has been able to bond, even though it's early on in the season. Some new players coming in, obviously some senior leaders, some returning players, and they've really seemed to mesh. They obviously don't get that win on the road against Buffalo, but again, they're sticking together. They're going out, putting points on the scoreboard, making smart plays, really some good passes as well. And again, that's just going to build as the season goes on, especially as they get some of their core players back in as well, some players who have had some injuries. I think they keep building.
Oh, absolutely. And what we've seen from these first couple of games is, unlike last year where they lost CeCe Byram for all of the MEAC schedule and lost Kiki Eaton for a few of those games here, this is a team that seems to be built to withstand any injuries. In these first couple games, Byram and Eaton, they have been out, but we have seen great performances from just about everybody off that Hawk bench. The Valley Forge game specifically, a 92-38 win, and this was a last-minute scheduling for the Hawks, of course. Catawba University was the original opponent. They backed down at the last minute, so Fred made some calls up to his alma mater. But all 12 players who played contributed in that game. Most impressively, Dominique Walker with 21 points off the bench, 9 of 11 shooting. Grad post Jordan Smith with 15 points down low. Torrey Morris with 10. Martha Thompson started her first game as a grad assistant. I'm speaking language that I just know in my head, but grad transfer, 6 points and 8 rebounds. And then the Buffalo game itself, Amanda Carney with 11 points, including 3 trays off the bench in 27 minutes. And then Alexis Hicks, the starter, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Torrey Morris held the 3 points, but she got 9 rebounds. This is a team that has got a lot of really good pieces in place, and they seem interchangeable.
And one player you brought up was Amanda Carney. I was talking to Fred Batchelor about a week ago for a story, and he said, you know, keep an eye on her. She's going to be one of those players who has come in that really is going to have people talking about her midway through this season. I think right now starting as an under-the-radar player, which is, you know, understandable.
Yeah, again, freshman.
Exactly. Coming in, we don't know exactly what she has to offer, but, you know, like you were talking about in the Valley Forge game and the Buffalo game, really solid performances from her. And, again, just looking at the team overall, looking decent, from the field, 37 shooting percentage. They need to work on their long ball, you know, trying to get some more shots outside of the arc. But defense looking good, getting those offensive rebounds as well as defensive rebounds, making their foul shots. So, like you said, a lot of really good pieces, and they're coming together to make a pretty nice-looking puzzle early on.
Well, the defensive numbers are going to be inflated just by virtue of playing Valley Forge in that first game and forcing close to 30 turnovers with 20 steals. But, yeah, they forced the turnovers they were supposed to force against a Division III opponent that had never faced a Division I club before. And everybody else we've talked about, I want to mention Marisha Gill-Miles, who had a crackerjack of a game on Friday night against Valley Forge. It seems like she was everywhere. She was cutting across the paint with the big first step on the way to the bucket. And, you know, standing at 6 foot and playing out on the perimeter, that's going to be pretty tough to stop.
Without a doubt. And, you know, one thing, just going back to this team's unity, and you look at the schedule. We know you were listing off some of their upcoming opponents, but you just look at how long this team is on the road. And we were talking last week with the assistant coach, and he was telling us this is where we find out who we are, by being so far away from home for so long. During Thanksgiving, you know, one of the best holidays for many reasons.
Oh, yes.
And also just being up in the cold where there's nothing to do, really, except, you know, work on your craft and get to know your teammates. So I think it'll be really interesting to see what this team looks like coming back as well when we see them with that that first game back here at Heights Center.
I think they'll be doing more than just practicing stuff. I've been following along on the social media. Sean Yonker, our SID, is traveling with them. They visited Niagara Falls when they were up there in Buffalo.
Cool.
I'm sure there'll be quite a bit to do because they're getting to Alaska a few days before the tournament just to sort of adjust to the altitude and the cold and the moose. All that.
Well, see, I guess I should clarify. There wouldn't be a lot to do if I was up there because I would never want to go outside with that cold weather up there.
Gotcha.
Even down here in Maryland, it's too cold for me.
And that's quite a bit. And this is going to sound really petty since, you know, the men are playing in Florida for their Thanksgiving tournament. I was kind of sad I didn't get to go on this trip. I mean,
right?
never been to Alaska. Don't know when I would ever get to go again. And it seems like, you know, it's the sort of place you ought to be able to go and see it once in your life. That's one of those corners in America that is so far out that if you can get there, you can say, yeah, I've been there. It's really cool. And these young women and the coaching staff and Sean are going to get to say, yeah, I've been to Alaska.
Well, Will, when you go to Alaska, I will gladly help you pack. However, I will make do with just looking at pictures of Alaska to get my experience.
Pictures of the majestic moose. A moose once bit my sister.
Really?
Oh, wait, no. I think that was the opening titles from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, come on.
I get us confused a lot. So, yes, Hawk women's basketball, they are visiting Alaska Tuesday and Thursday of next week, facing Alaska Anchorage on Tuesday, and then either Binghamton or Tulsa on Thanksgiving Day. Their tip at the Carrier Dome against the Syracuse Orange, that is a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. So in about 15 minutes from now, the Hawks tipping off against their foes from, I can never keep track. Are they in the ACC now?
Yeah.
ACC foes up in Syracuse. They're back at home again, three games in the middle of December. And then after that, a quick jaunt down to East Carolina, December 28th. And then we resume MEAC play. And the Hawks go after a MEAC championship. It'd be a first for Fred Batchelor. But with the talent he's got, it looks like they have got a darn good shot. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the final segment of Hawk Talk Live, we'll break down volleyball. The yearly awards came out earlier this week in a run-up to the tournament that starts tomorrow. We'll take a quick check on bowling, which is hosting something up in Millsboro Lanes, the Hawk Classic, this week. And we'll have that news about a shift in conference alignment. One of the members of the MEAC is leaving after this year. We'll tell you who it is after the break. This is Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Committed to serving you even better. McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
Hello, I'm your waiter. Surge, would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040. The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
The latest from your Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks on the Shore Sports Minute, brought to you by Somerset County, proud to be the home of UMES. Visit Somerset.com to discover Somerset, and by Lower Shore Immediate Care, quality close to you in Princess Anne, online at LowerShoreImmediateCare.com, and by Choptank Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative serving Maryland's Eastern Shore.
This is Will DeBoer. The Hawk volleyball team is in the middle of its finest season in years. Toby Wren's squad completed an undefeated 12-0 run through the MEAC season and now sits at 26-7 overall. Earlier this week, sophomore Eva Vujosevic earned first-team All-MEAC honors, while Lucia Babich took home the second-team nod, and Wren's became MEAC Coach of the Year. Top-seeded Eastern Shore now hosts the MEAC volleyball tournament with a chance to win its first title since taking back-to-back crowns in 2011 and 12. The Hawks' pursuit begins with a showdown against NC Central on Friday at 1 p.m. inside the Heitch Center. For tickets and info, visit EasternShoreHawks.com. The championship match is set for Sunday at noon and will be televised live on ESPNU and ESPN3.
Catch your Maryland Eastern Shore sports updates daily on the Shore Sports Minute right here and online at SFMSports.net. Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill and Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
We're back. Final segment of Hawk Talk Live for the night from M Street Grill here in Princess Anne. We got about 9 minutes to break it all down, so let's dive right back into it. Will DeBoer and Ricky Pollitt with you. We're talking volleyball, we're talking bowling, and we're talking the MEAC itself. Starting with volleyball, our thanks again to Eva Vujosevic and Elena Polk, who joined us the first segment of this hour. And let's break down the postseason awards, which got announced earlier this week. And, of course, the Hawks up for several laurels by virtue of going 12-0 in conference. They're 26-7 overall. They got a shot at breaking their all-time record for wins in a single season. The All-MEAC Awards announced a couple of days ago. Eva Vujosevic, first-team All-MEAC as a sophomore. Lucia Babich, second-team. And then Toby Wren's Coach of the Year, his second Coach of the Year award as head coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore. He won it back in 2002 in his first stint in Princess Anne, where he took a 3-win team to a 20-win team. What a turnaround there.
You know, I think Toby Wren's is really underestimated, I feel. I mean, you talked about a 2-time Coach of the Year guy, which, I mean, some coaches don't even win it once. So, yeah. And to see what he's done this year especially, where, and last year as well, you just taking a lot of new pieces and plugging them in right away where they just hit the ground running from day one. You know, I ran into him at the Brick Room in Salisbury last week. You know, I'm saying, hey, coach, what's up? And he immediately just went to town bragging about how good his team is, what they need to do to win, how they can improve on this. It's like, coach, I was just saying hello, but, you know, I'm glad you're giving me all this insight. So, I mean, he's always thinking about how he can get his team better. And, I mean, that's how you win a game.
Hard-hitting journalism for you. You go up to somebody and they spill your guts out to you. I think you're in the right business here.
It's the best-case scenario for a journalist.
Oh, boy. In addition to the All-MEAC award winners, there was the All-MEAC academic team, the Hawks placing 8 members on that squad. Seniors Kristen Fink, Elena Polk, juniors Lucia Babich, Rachel Kayango, and Koya Souls. Sophomore Ivana Blasevich, Eva Vujosevic, and then freshman Sola Okasanyo. Apologies if I mispronounce any of that. We're breaking down the MEAC tournament, which starts tomorrow morning, a 10 o'clock start time from the Heights Center. Our regards to Matt McCann, assistant SID, who's going to be basically running the show there for a few days. Everybody else out of town. It's all yours, Matt. But 10 o'clock a.m., South number 2 seed Florida A&M, the former dynasty, of course, in this league, won 9 straight championships in the 2000s, looking for their first championship since 2009. They're facing North number 3 Morgan State at 10 o'clock. The Hawks in action approximately 1. The number 1 North seed against the number 4 South seed in NC Central. And 4 o'clock, South number 1 Bethune-Cookman against North number 4 Hampton. And then later on that night, 7 o'clock, Howard, the North number 2 against South number 3 North Carolina A&T. Semifinals are Saturday. They'll face the winner. The Hawks will face the winner of Florida A&M and Morgan State if they move on. That's a noon start time. And the championship Sunday at noon, live on ESPNU and ESPN3, and the stakes are clear. Winner gets the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. The Hawks are going after their first since 2012 when they went back-to-back. Before that, Howard had won back-to-back, then Hampton twice before that. It's a real dynastic conference, the MEAC. And then South Carolina State in 2010 ended Florida A&M's aforementioned dynasty. Nine straight from 01 to 09, 12 of 15 overall. There's a lot more parity in this league, but the Hawks are looking to rise above the rest.
You know, when we were talking to Elena and Eva here tonight, I asked them what the biggest difference was between this year's tournament team compared to last, and you know, they gave their answers. To me, though, it's the confidence, in my opinion. I was with the team last year, and they were confident coming into the tournament, but again, you also had a lot of new players who had never been there before. They were still trying to find their identity, exactly find out, you know, what the team was all about that late in the season, and I think that led to a defeat in the semifinals. That's not the case this year. They've got their leader in Elena Polk back. Everyone has an extra year under their belt. They've gone undefeated in conference play, and it's just that mojo that you need going into one of these tournaments that you need to have if you're going to win. They have it.
Yeah, it seems like this year more than ever, it's MEAC or bust.
Yeah.
And we're about to find out. In about 72 hours, we will know. Moving on to bowling. Bowling finished second at their first MEAC match last weekend. Delaware State won. They were the hosts up there. The Hawks hosting the Hawk Classic at Millsboro Lane starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Millsboro Lane's up in Delaware. Three-day tournament and the first of two home meets that bowling is hosting. They got MEAC number 2 also at the Millsboro Lanes December 2nd through the 3rd. Finally, some news that broke last night and confirmed earlier today. The MEAC next year is going to be down two members. Savannah State was already leaving. They're reclassifying back to NCAA Division II. But the Hampton Pirates, one of the flagship programs of this conference, is leaving the MEAC. They'll join the Big South next year. They'll become one of just two now historically black colleges, universities, that don't play in the traditional HBCU conferences of the MEAC or the SWAC. Tennessee State plays in the Ohio Valley Conference, and now Hampton moving on. They are headed towards the Big South. And, Ricky, I'm not going to mince words. This is a tough loss. Hampton good across the board. They provide really great competition for everybody in the conference, especially here at Eastern Shore. Bobby Collins, head men's basketball coach. He was a coach at Hampton for a little while, went to some NCAA tournaments with them. 12 years between being an assistant and a head coach at Hampton, and now we won't have Hampton to go visit anymore.
You know, well, when I think of the MEAC, I immediately first think of Maryland Eastern Shore, obviously, but I think Hampton's right up there with them because, again, you know, they've just been here so long. You talked about the competition, what they're able to do every year with so many sports. It's going to be very weird next year not having them in the conference, but, I mean, the old saying, some change is good, I guess, for them. They felt like this was the time, obviously. So, I mean, you have to wish them best of luck and hope that they can stay competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll certainly miss Hampton. We'll get one last go-around at them. The Pirates visiting Eastern Shore for basketball January 6th, I want to say. That's a Saturday matchup, the women and the men. Always such fierce rivals, and we'll get one last guaranteed swing at the Pirates. And then, of course, the MEAC tournament down at Scope Arena in Norfolk. That's up in the air as well. That contract is ending. I would hope we'd stay in Norfolk, but everything's, you know, nothing is guaranteed, as is life itself. All right, that'll just about do it for us. Real quick breaking news from the world of Major League Baseball. Award season is finished up, and we have our most valuable players in each league. So congratulations to Miami's Giancarlo Stanton, MVP of the National League, and this one just broke. Jose Altuve of the world champion Houston Astros, MVP of the American League. It was close votes all around. Well, people expected the American League vote to be a bit closer. Stanton beat out Joey Votto by 2 points in the National League. Meanwhile, Jose Altuve blowing Aaron Judge out of the water, and that wasn't really close. But I think they got it right, Ricky. I think those are two fine selections.
I think they got it right. Altuve, though, blowing Judd out of the water, I don't know about that one. Though we were talking about it off air, just, you know, they might make the postseason, but they don't win the World Series without him. Again, I think it's a good award, but I'm just surprised it was such a blowout.
Yep. And on that note, that'll do it for us here on Hawk Talk Live at M Street Grill. I want to thank our guests, volleyball's Eva Vjosevic and Elena Polk, men's basketball's Bobby Collins, And Ricky Pollard, of course, my co-host. You can visit him online at delmarvanow.com for more information. Hawk Athletics in action this week. Women's basketball is at Syracuse right now. Men's basketball is at Georgetown Saturday. St. Bonaventure Monday. MEAC's volleyball tournament at the Heights Center all weekend. Bowling hosting the Hawk Classic in Millsboro. You can check out EasternShoreHawks.com for more information. Our producer this evening, Steve Clendenin, back in the booth for SFM. You can visit sfmsports.net for more information on local sports coverage on the shore. Langston Frazier, our video producer. You can take a look for the Reed broadcast on Eastern Shore Athletics social media pages all throughout this weekend. We're off next week. It's Thanksgiving, so we wish you a Thanksgiving dinner that can't be beat. Go to sleep. Don't get up until the next morning when y'all got to get a phone call from Officer Obi. And say, kid, we're back on the air Thursday, November 30th. So 2 weeks from now, we will return with our next broadcast of Hawk Talk Live. Bobby Collins, Fred Batchelor of the women's basketball team is back in town. Not sure if they will be or not. And a special mystery guest, whoever that could be, we don't know yet either. Until then, on behalf of all of us here at M Street Grill, this is Will DeBoer saying so long and a pleasant good evening to you from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. You have been listening to Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.